I have another TV show.
A new TV show?
A new one.
Oh, the old ones just weren't good enough, huh?
They were not. So there is a show that I randomly started watching. It's called Jury Duty.
Oh, I've seen ads for that.
Okay. So the premise of the show, apparently there's one that is actually takes place in a jury duty thing, but the one that I'm watching is like a company retreat thing. Let me explain the show. So the show is about this hot sauce company that they're going on a retreat. They hire this temp and they are, he's there to help like manage stuff. And like, they're also shooting a documentary and everything like that. So they're like, are you okay being on camera? And he's like, yeah, I'm totally fine. You know, he's kind of just doing gig work or whatever. But the whole thing is that everybody's an actor except him. So the things go completely south very, very quickly. And everybody is there in on it, and he's not. So they pretty much Truman Show this dude on this company retreat for this hot sauce. And it's fucking hilarious.
So it's like a real person in real life who's doing, thinks they're doing gig work?
Yeah, who thinks that they're just doing temp like, you know, assistant management stuff or whatever.
Whoa.
And everybody is an actor playing like the owner's son who's kind of a weirdo. The guy from the warehouse, the HR guy, like everybody else is an actor.
Whoa. They're all playing bits.
Yeah. Like, oh gosh. they give them all backstories. They give them all things that the things are going to happen. Like, everything is like really scripted and he's just kind of like along for the ride. They do things in that show that made me so uncomfortable. I wanted to like implode.
So like what kind of things did they do to him?
Like, not to him, just around him. And he was just there to like witness it all.
Is it kind of like, cringe sort of stuff? Like you're like,
yeah, oh, yeah. There was very much a point in the show where like, it implied the two people were in a relationship, and then they definitely were not. And it became painfully obvious. and then this guy is just like, hey, it's not that bad. And you're like, how does he not just run? How does he not just run away from the situation?
Oh my gosh.
Does he like, is he going to like get something good at the end? Because I feel like this is like.
Otherwise, it just sounds like torture.
I know, yeah.
Giant scam and kind of a huge mess.
It's so funny.
Like presumably this guy just thinks he has a job and will have it for a long time.
Yeah. And so I mean they just had him, you know, send out flyers for some event that was happening. Like I said, he's just doing like middle management stuff or whatever, lower management, I guess.
Is it like a young guy or is it like an old guy?
He's like 25.
Oh, okay.
He's like 25-year-old. But oh my god, I think that might be my favorite thing is when everybody else is in on the bit. except the one guy. I think that's hilarious.
Wait. So, are you implying that this hasn't been a real podcast the whole time? All but one of us are actors, and one of us truly believes this is a real podcast.
Oh man, who would it be?
The instant answer would be Tim.
I would be naive enough to go along with this.
It would
be
the most fun to do it to Tim.
It would be.
Because I don't have like any streaming services, so you could totally just like, this could be a show, and it's just been recorded the whole time.
Yeah, it was actually picked up by Netflix.
All right, well, gig's up on that. So anyway. No, there is a point in the show where, like, so you know how they put like B-roll clips like before the series or like a trailer or a teaser. Yeah. There's a certain point when he says like, I feel like I'm on a TV show, and he's like, oh, but no, this stuff's too crazy.
like
he almost thinks about it. He almost sees through the veil of TV.
What's the name of the show?
It's called Jury Duty. There is one that apparently takes place in like a jury duty scenario. But then this one is called Jury Duty Company Retreat, I think is what it's called.
Oh, so it's like there's one juror who thinks it's real and everybody else is an actor? Like the case is an act? That'd be funny.
Yeah, Hannah says she watched that. She only says she watched like 3 episodes. So that might be my lunchtime TV show when I'm at work. But yeah, this I don't know if there's a name for this besides just like Truman showing somebody.
Yeah,
But God, it's good.
Yeah, essentially, that's it.
I feel like that'd be a great moment for one of those cheesy moments where somebody says the name of the TV show and or movie. This feels like a TV show or jury duty. And then he looks at the camera.
It's like, why are y'all looking at the camera? Oh, wait, what?
Dude, if I had a nickel for every time I thought I was getting jury duty and I ended up in a gem mine.
Scarlet Triad, they're picking up different ways to get people in.
Jury duty in the mine again.
Jury duty in the mines.
Jury duty. So
this does bring up a question, actually. I have been there's been plenty of times that like other people have been called for jury duty and like they've like had to go or whatever. There's one time Hannah had to go, but then she was sick, so she was able to get out of it. The one time that I was like on call for jury duty, they did the thing where it's like every week they're like, "Hey, be on, you know, be ready, we'll call you." And it lasted for the entire month, and I never got called. And I was like, "Hey, what the fuck?" I'm one of those weird people that wants to go.
Yes, that is weird.
I personally hated it. I hated it. I mean, honestly, like. It's just sitting and listening to people talking about, it's been 10 years. It was like destruction of property or something like that. And I was like, oh, so it's between two spurned people that just hate each other. And they're like, well, they did it. And I'm like, you were trash. Just saying.
You're both.
I don't know why I'm here. I'm sitting in this uncomfortable fucking bench. It's hot as hell.
Because you're just two people who can't figure out how to solve a problem on your own.
Yeah. just not piss each other off.
Yeah, it was something like they ran over the mailbox, and then he said, it wasn't me, blah, blah, blah. And then there were like X's, and then I'm just like, come on, you petty.
X's.
Come on.
Just send them both to jail.
Both guilty. I just go. This Velstrak that you guys had encountered at the end of last episode is guilty of tearing someone's skin from their body. What do you think they deserve? You think in 10, 12 years?
Well, you know, I mean, in Zonkuthon worship, I mean, doesn't that mean he goes to heaven or something?
So I think it'd be like 10 years of petting soft puppies and helping the community garden.
No! No!
Yeah. Putting lotion on.
You have to... Putting lotion on burn victims or something like that. Like
you need,
healing
you,
people.
You need to bring comfort. No! I want everyone chafing.
You have to work at Lush in the mall.
Everything smells good.
Why is everyone happy here?
This is truly hell. Every block of cheese is actually soap.
But then you go, but wait, how much are they paying? Yes, this is paying for them, for their wallets.
Well, we ended the last episode with this creature, this Velstrak, using this ability... killing one of the slaves, and then as he screamed and filled the entire cave here with his blood-curdling scream, everything went dark around him. This is a very, very dangerous situation. However, on the other side of the cave, Mark fucking crit on a grapple check, and now my wizard is restrained. Not just grabbed, but restrained.
Can't do anything.
Nothing.
But try to escape.
Nothing.
Try to cast spells now.
Nothing at all. So I want to get it back into initiative here. The Velstrak is gone. Slave is dead. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, damn it.
And top of the round comes to Mielari, actually.
Okay. Well, Mielari is going to. Get across the way. I was very hesitant to do this, but everybody has encouraged me otherwise. I'm going to leap across the water myself, not trying to drag everybody across with me. There we go.
Everyone jumps in.
All right.
So in order to attempt this long jump, you have to first step back towards the entrance and then take the running start, because you have to stride 10 feet in order to get the benefit of a long jump. And since you need to go 20 feet, you can't just do a normal leap. So you were here. So if you you'd have to step here and then take step back and then take the jump. So that would be three. It basically essentially three actions to do this jump for you.
Well, that's annoying.
Yeah, I mean it gets you over though. So
all right, that's what we'll do.
All right.
Step back, make the jump, and it is an athletics check, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Now, my character sheet does not have athletics on it.
So it's just a flat strength then.
Oh, flat strength.
I don't think you can make this jump.
Oh no.
Unless you roll a natural 20.
Thanks for letting me know that. 14.
No, I don't think that actually works because of the distance you're trying to run.
Oh well, great. That's awesome.
Yeah, you'd have to. You would have had to roll a natural 20.
Yeah. Okay. So you land in the water, but like you're on the other side, but you're still in the water.
She confidently jumps and doesn't make it.
I'm an elf. I can do it. She
does it very elegantly, so her dive is perfect.
Oh. But it's only 2 feet of water.
Actually,
so
she doesn't.
Ouch.
Snaps her neck.
She wasn't diving into it, but.
Alright, so that is your whole turn there. Next, it comes to the Taskmaster's turn. So she can only do one thing, which is try to get out. Just pain in my ass.
Yep.
Pain in my ass, Mark.
Yeah. You shouldn't have made Laurie have these pythons.
36 total.
Does succeed. Not a crit. Which actually, I don't even know there's a crit condition on succeeding.
Yeah, I think when you escape, I think it's just escaping.
Yeah, escape says you get out of a grab or restrained or whatever. Yeah. Or bounds.
I know there's like certain things that it's like then you can grab, but that's not even the intention here. So we're not gonna worry about that.
I mean, technically, is that manipulate?
No, it's
that
an attack. You just did,
to escape, though? No. However, I'm about to do another manipulate. So you may take your attack for opportunity if you would like, Sir Thorn.
Yes, I would. Come on. I want a good roll. I got out the Black Oak Workshop tentacle die, the cool cosmic horror dice for this fight. Good enough. Good enough. I think 33
is a hit.
Alright
she's on the ground.
Yeah, well
too,
I was gonna say that too. But she had casted shield, but I don't know. That's a good question, because her shield wait, hold on, she's casting and what is it? Okay, so it only gives it. Okay, so you would still hit. Yeah, I mean, she could still use shield in this moment. Because she. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah. No, I didn't have that. I was just saying that, like, she's technically.
Right. So, off guard, so or whatever. Anyway, what's your damage?
14.
14, okay. The shield actually soaks that.
Yep.
So. So she puts that up, and then she will go ahead and use Dimension Door.
So she shattered
her magic shield shattered, so she can't cast it anymore.
Oh, okay, but it just took over.
It has shield block, so the shield spell has shield block.
Yeah.
But when you do you can't use it again.
Correct, yeah. All right, so what she is going to do is, so behind her, there's a 5-foot drop down, and then about 15 feet behind that, there's a 10-foot climb up to, like, a cliff. And so she is dimension dooring on top of that cliff. The angle that you guys can see, it looks like there's some, like, mining crystals back there, but it's clearly a separation. The little thing, the little drop down. It looks like a little office area. It seems like she's got like a desk. She has some like notes. It probably looks like shipment stuff. Different archaic symbols on some of the papers there.
Wait. Are you telling me she's using her orb as a paperweight?
There are many orbs, and one of them is paperweight. but yeah, so she is on top of this cliff that is like 10 feet from the ground below. So if you, in order to get up to it, you would either have to make that same kind of maneuver, or you would have to be able to jump or climb or something like that up 10 feet. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. That is okay. Her turn. Comes to Sir Thorn now.
All right. So am I able to long jump to the spot next to her? All right. Would it be a long jump to grab the ledge with my rope? No, I have my reaction back, so I'd lose it for grabbing an edge.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, all right, so long jump to get the distance, grab the edge with my reaction, and then pull myself up with my third action. That's what I want to attempt.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could do that.
Fuck yeah. Sir Thorn takes off. Chink, 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 chink. Long jump. Oh, nailed it. All right. Absolutely crush it, grab the edge, and pull myself up onto the ledge next door.
Okay. Amazing.
That is your whole beast. Turn, though.
The flying knight.
Okay. Laria.
Okay. So Laria sees Mialari kind of floundering in the water there. So you think for an elf you would just be able to dance across the damn water. So she's actually going to take a move and grab second action, grab Mialari.
Resist.
And yank. And yank. And push her under the water.
And drown her.
No, actually elves just sink like a stone. I mean, but she grabs and positions her like with her strength alone, like,
yeah,
athletics.
I mean the Mialari is not fighting, so yeah,
she's gonna
I want to look cool.
And yeah, she'll yank her onto shore.
Okay.
Like
maybe to your
whatever.
Left
left, yeah, yeah, to she could easily reposition her. Yeah, so
everything in the elf
yanks
to the box to the left.
So was that be two actions? Or three?
It would. You stepped over, grabbed, move, and then grab, reposition. So it would, that would be all three. Yep.
Okay.
So Nolly, it is your turn.
Yeah. Nolly looks around, sees the darkness, hears the poor prisoner that is almost certainly gone, and she takes a step back to get a little bit of a run and start, and she is going to make the long jump as well.
Okay.
Boy. And at the very end of like the jump, like right about when she's going to cross over the water, she uses her hoe to kind of give a little spring there to it. And I got a 33, so I make it over with ease.
Okay.
just seeing on Foundry this icon
zip
just
across.
I'm just imagining Nolly just standing long jump, just boop, gone.
By the way, this episode brought to you by
Black Oak Workshop, where dice equal long jump treasure.
the treasure is the long jumps we made along the way. okay, so that was all for you. Next it comes to the Velstrak. So he begins descending to follow you all. Let me make sure of his speed. Okay, he's got normal speed here.
Yeah, watch out for that difficult terrain down those ledges.
Yeah.
He has to do a reflex save each time.
He just tumbles over and it sounds like a slinky.
How awesome would it be
magical power that I'd blind myself?
How awesome would it be if he didn't have an athletic score so he like couldn't make the long jump?
That'd be great.
He like touches the water. He's like, no, I'm not crazy.
Picture up again. He is fucking jacked. So he definitely has that athletics. All right, so he is going to 5.
Two, wait, could I not have made that jump with acrobatics?
No, unfortunately.
No.
Well, unfortunately, acrobatics doesn't do jumping for some reason. That's,
okay.
You'd think it'd be acrobatic to jump.
I'll research that, John. How's that sound?
It honestly doesn't matter after this, but it's just that feels weird.
I know, yeah. But I want to humor you.
I'm playing a strength character for the rest. I don't give a shit.
So is he going to be able to do the running jump here?
Okay. I would like to point out something really quickly, okay?
What? Oh my god.
Per previous rulings that you have made, Jake, when a square is not 100% uncovered, you cannot occupy that square unless you are a smaller, tiny creature.
Okay.
So this square and this square cannot be occupied, and a opponent cannot occupy the same square as a person. So, we're going to have to do some shenanigans if you want to try to jump across, and we're going to have the ability to resist him coming across.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
What's the ruling for him jumping on top of a halfling?
I mean, I hope I get an opposed athletics check of some kind.
He gets a Roomba stop for free.
Only one. You're across the water. Have you guys ever played Mario?
So he is going to... He's actually just going to walk around in order to get to, like, the most, like... The shortest path, right? But you are all surrounded in darkness now, which is, like, his main shtick.
Right.
So, when it comes... So, that'll be the end of his turn, because he had to climb down and then walk. So, and I don't even think he can... yeah, he actually can't even reach you guys with any of that. Next it comes to Mialari Decor's turn. I need you to make a will save at the beginning of your turn.
I will make that will.
Because there's this oppressive force around this Velstrak, and we'll see what happens when you save, or not.
Will. Well, will is one of my strongest ones. So that will be a 32.
Okay, so that is a success. So you shake off this sort of, like, oppressive aura around him, and you can take your turn. Your turn as normal.
Yay.
But you are in the dark.
You could say it's imprisoning me. It's all that I see. Absolute horror. See, this is strange. I'm not entirely sure if I have any spell... Well, you know what, I'm going to do something a little weird here. A little weird. I will step out of the darkness.
Let's get weird. Okay.
Would that be out of the darkness, technically?
Let me see. No, that is still in the darkness. It's on, like, the very edge, but that is still in.
There, then?
Yeah, so if you kind of step along the little ledge there, you're just outside of the darkness.
Okay, I have no idea how well this will work. I've never used this spell in Pathfinder before.
Okay.
I am going to use mind reading on the mage.
Oh. Okay.
So, I think you have to make a will save.
It's definitely a will save.
And on a critical success, into the mic. Read the surface thoughts.
Okay. What's your DC?
Oh, God, I should actually know that.
29.
Okay, so...
Sounds like it's virtually impossible for her to fail this.
I rolled low, so we'll see what this does. So I got a 27. So,
okay.
So success, or I guess fail on her part, but yeah.
Find out whether the target's intelligence moderate... Oh, jeez. That's horrible.
No. You get the fail condition, so you get to perceive vague surface thoughts.
All right, so I'm simply trying to figure out what her plans are, or what she's thinking about doing next.
Okay, I like it. You get the idea that she's trying to keep herself to have the advantage, just like the upper hand, even physically. You get the feeling through her surface thoughts that she feels confident here, but she has no problem like retreating again tactically. Does that make sense?
Okay, so yeah, she's got another retreat in her. Possibly.
Yeah.
Okay. That will be my turn because I had to move and use two actions to do that. That's a really cool spell. I figured I'd give it a try.
No, that's cool. It. That's cool. Yeah. Okay.
At the end, with that, Malara just yells out, "She's got another one of those in her."
And I'll do it again.
Okay. So here's what she's going to do. She is going to do one action in order to cast a spell.
Okay.
A little one action spell.
Oh! I can probably figure out what that one is.
She starts doing the incantation. Kelly, if you would like to use her attack of opportunity on her.
Nope, I had to use it to grab an edge.
That's right, okay. Alright. So her eyes begin to glow a brighter color, and then she is going to try to attack you with another spell. Her hand glows with electricity, and she reaches out to touch you, Sir Thorn.
Yay.
36 to hit.
Against AC? Yeah.
Yep. Okay, it was not enough. So this is Shocking Grass, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I was making sure that because it says if you're wearing metal armor, it gives you a plus one. So I was making sure that it didn't turn it into a crit, but I think you're fine. That is, however, 38 points of electricity damage. The target also takes 1d4. You're also going to take... Oh, it doesn't roll it. 2 electricity damage persistently.
Oh, it's not my turn.
Yes. So when it comes to your turn, we'll do that. But so she hits you with this, and you guys just see her hand touch his face and just...
Oh. It's like right as I'm like still climbing up off the cliff. Just...
Oh. Oh, man. Oh, just be technical, Laria and Nolly don't see
it. Sure. So, just me. You hear it, for certain.
We hear it.
you smell...
It sounds like electricity is...
You smell barbecue face.
But that is her turn, so it comes to you, Sir Thorn.
All right. Let's see. I think I'm just going to wail on her. Alright, I'm gonna do a strike. Okay, that'll be 35.
Okay, that is it.
So that's 11 damage.
Okay.
And let's see. I'm going to climb up the ledge to get to a buffer.
For that you're climbing down. So like I said, it's like
That's a down
rock barrier. Yeah, that's a down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so this was like a okay. Yeah, this is like a little bridge kind of deal.
Kind of, yeah.
Climb down. I want to do that.
Or falling.
right. Actually, I can climb down because I have reach. I can still stab her from here.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so, it's 10 feet up from...
Fuck that. I just want to heal myself.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing lay on hands.
Alright. Okay, so you jump down and then heal.
I jump down and then heal.
Okay.
If that's going to be the jump down... Yeah, okay. I'll be right there. That's fine.
Okay. Laria, it is your turn. Please make a will save as you start your turn. You must. It is the rules of the game.
God.
Let's see here.
Is this a fear effect, Jake?
This is... Let me see. It might be fear-based. It is fear-based.
It sounds like it's fear-based.
Get a +2 bonus to this, Ilaria, because you were in my inspiring presence. You're so inspired by Nolly.
With Nolly, yeah. I mean, especially with Nolly right here. That was a... Shoot.
Yep.
+2, right? 38.
38, that is a success.
17 on
so you're fine. You may continue your turn.
Beautiful. Problem. We're in darkness, and I'm thinking this thing is just don't keep advancing, which is going to make everyone have a disadvantage on freaking everything. So that's the big issue I have, because I don't want to lead him further in where this mage could probably take advantage of this whole scenario.
That's if they have dark vision.
But at the same time, if he keeps creeping lower, more and more, we can't see her either. So we're... Because the range is 30 feet or something? Yeah.
Yep. It appears to be a 30-foot emanation from him.
Yeah, so... She will... Advance... Oh, God. I don't want to be alone with it, but at the same time... Holding it back for a moment might be a good idea. She's going to... Unless we pummel the shit out of the mage. Okay. First things first, she's going to go... but she's in darkness. Okay, sorry. This is like going from like... Because right. I see the map.
But Valeria does
she
not.
She doesn't. Yeah, so that's the thing. I'm like, oh, I'll just jump over here.
So
but
if you
can't
see,
oh,
you're blind, which means I think you can only move a certain speed.
I think it's half. I think it's half speed.
Yeah. So I can't even long jump at this point. So she will tell Nolly to... Why don't you go on ahead? I'll keep this thing back here for a moment. And she's going to ready an action. If this thing comes over, she's going to just punch
okay.
it.
I'm just going to hold your hand out and wait for it to jump across.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, that's all I got. It's just like, at this point, I'm just thinking, like, I want to keep this thing from getting too close where we would have to start rolling constantly, like, right. just to hit the damn thing.
Okay. Nolly.
Okay, so Nolly, before the lights went out, she had her sights set on where she was going.
Okay.
Because Nolly never looks behind her. She
never
turns back. Just not that kind of gal.
No.
So she's just going to jump just kind of straight
she's
into
the pit. She's
going to
make like, a will save first.
Yeah. Feeling very willful with a nat 20, so
yeah.
I think I can ignore this for the rest of the combat.
No, it doesn't say that.
But it's a nat 20, I'd make magic happen. Black Oak Workshop demands it.
Look, if Black Oak Workshop wants to call me, and I've done this episode.
You want me to get Craig on the phone? I could get Craig
can
on
you?
The phone.
Can you?
Maybe.
I really like him. He's a great guy.
He is. He's really nice. Might pick up for me.
I'm going to call him right now.
Be like, are you okay?
Like, what
talk
do you
to
need?
My DM.
No.
Anyway, that's just winning aside. You're fine.
Yep.
I'm
just going
to
jump straight forward and just know that I'm going to hit something on the bottom, that I'm going to get hurt, but ultimately I'm going to be okay.
Okay.
So I'm just going to plop. I'm going to go like 10 feet because I can't go very far.
Yep.
And how many feet do I crash into the ground?
It's only a 5-foot drop.
Okay. So I'm fine. No, yeah. I don't take any damage. I'm not prone, but I'm out of the darkness. I can see the wizard mage up there. Mm-hmm. I load a stone and I hurl it to try to get one gnarly swing of the beautiful hoe.
You are still hasted.
Why can't I roll a nat 20 when I need it? Instead, I roll a 4. It's a miss, but I use my last action to load again, so I'm ready the next time.
Okay.
You have a hero point?
I already spin it.
I mean,
I don't have anything.
I was gonna say I don't remember if he did or not. Yeah, I know Kelly did, but that's the only one I remember.
Yeah, Nolly hasn't been very heroic. Just kind of hopping around and missing.
Yeah. Comes to the Velstrak's turn. Velstrak is going to. He would. I would love for him to just like float over because it would be cool, but he can't do that.
I was about to say, can he?
So he is going to do. I think he's just going to jump in that general direction. So if I make an athletics check, Kel. If I make an athletics check, he's not doing the running thing because I just didn't.
You're jumping in the water?
Yeah, I'm just taking like a single leap forward. Like even if I get in the water, it's fine.
Yeah.
So I did really well. I got a whole 36 on that leap.
I don't know if that matters.
It doesn't matter. You can only leap 15 feet if your speed is at least 30. So
got it. Okay.
You have to long jump in order to make the jump.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Is his speed 30?
No. He's got the regular 25.
Well, that means you can only do
10 feet, 10 foot jump.
10 feet. Okay.
So.
All right. So he
put him here. Or
yeah. So he does a 10 foot. Uses another action to 10 feet over. Okay. And then he will continue screaming.
Well, at that point, I have my action ready. So I feel like I would hear him, like, splatter, like, right next to me. Of course, I have to roll twice, because I know where he is. I just need to roll one. DC 10?
DC 11 for the flat check initially.
Okay. 14. So, 14, at least I might hit now. Let's see. Well, I have to actually roll hit once. Plus 22. Alrighty. Okay, 34 to hit.
Gets a hit.
Okay, so he just comes on shore and she just punches him. Just straight up socks him in the ribs. Like, what the hell? 14 points of damage.
Okay.
That's it.
Alrighty then. After his turn, it comes to Mialari.
Alright.
Need you to make a will save.
I will.
Creature.
Yeah, I know. That, unfortunately, is 28.
That is a fail.
No.
Awesome. I didn't feel like playing anyway.
Yep. You're stunned one.
Alright.
This oppressive nature, this oppressive nature makes you want to, like, kneel. You have this, like, groveling and pitiable servitude.
Oh, wait a second. It's a fear effect, right?
Oh.
You get a plus two.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Oh, okay. Then you're fine, actually.
Yeah.
The plus two brings it over. Okay,
honestly,
so you're fine.
Honestly, with this darkness, I still don't really know what I'm doing. You know?
Yes, you are in darkness once again.
You hear, like, Nali's words whispering in your ear. Remember, Mialari, even in darkness, we are as one. We'll fight together until the day is one.
I'm not stab Nali. Okay.
Oh, sorry. I need to have you guys save against the Shadow Scream as well. Make me another will save.
Oh, everybody?
When you start your turn. So
now there's two ongoing effects, is what you're telling
exactly,
us.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, all right.
I crushed that with a 15, so...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. 15 plus 19.
Yeah, you're good.
I genuinely don't know what to do here. Because there's not enough space for me to get to Mage... McMage Lady.
Right.
And... I can't just... It's darkness, right? Can I just walk down to attack the Velstrak?
You know approximately where they are. You can move at half your speed. So I think you'll have enough speed to get there.
Yeah.
and then it'll be a DC 11 flat to try to hit him, like to know where he is in order to do your attack.
Mm.
It's not a bad move.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna trust that Nolly and Sir Thorn can deal with his mage.
Yeah, because I'm useless in melee, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't flank him, which is very unfortunate, but we're just gonna have to do it anyway.
Yeah, he's in the corner right now because he's got the water behind him, so there's not really much of a flankable position here.
Okay. I hit the DC 11.
Okay. Yeah. There we go.
And to hit 17 on the die. not getting that sneak attack is going to suck, but man, yeah. I'll just do it anyway.
Yeah, it's little stabs.
But you get the plus 6, I think, on it.
No, I still get the plus 6. I just don't get the 2. Yeah, I only get 2d6 plus 6. So, that is a 5 and a 4 plus 6. So that is 15 points of damage.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
All right.
Or wait, no.
Oh.
Because that's the only counts as one action strike, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take a second strike at Matt.
Why not?
Yeah. Or do I have to hit the 11 again?
You do.
You will, yeah.
I... Natural 20 on that? Okay.
Oh!
It's so brutal.
You know exactly.
I really know where it is
you
now.
You know exactly where it is.
Bullshit. I probably whiffed that attack with 24.
Yeah, there's a whiff on that, unfortunately.
Goddamn bullshit, dude. 20 on a fucking two.
It comes to the mage's turn. Mage does not like how you guys are around it. It can only see Sir Thorn. Does not seem... It sees the darkness coming in behind them, but does not seem to be... looking at you guys now. She cannot touch Sir Thorn because of the distance in between you two. But what she will do instead is she is going to... She's going to use her sword. The sword begins floating next to her, and then she hurls it at Sir Thorn below her.
What?
Telekinetically.
Oh my, like it's some sort of projectile?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
Just a regular strike here. That is a miss. Big miss.
Let's go.
So she don't got that sword anymore.
No, it actually snaps right back to Rand.
Aww.
Dang it's wizards and their tricks.
After seeing that you dodged that perfectly, because her roll was so fucking low, she will cast... Oh, she'll point at you. And say, "Concern not yourself with this. I need you to make a will save, Sir Thorn."
All right. What? Well, that's not good. 23.
That is a fail.
Can I give him a hero point?
is it a fear effect?
It's not fear.
Not, no. I'm not in your aura anyway.
Yeah.
No, you are. No. It goes over walls. You can hear Nolly.
You can hear her and the closeness. You know the distance she's at.
Exactly.
You are confused.
It's gonna make getting up this wall even harder for me.
Hold up a second.
Wait,
what?
That's a one action spell for confusion.
No. The strike that she did is a one action, and then confusion is two actions.
Alright, if you want, Kelly, you can use your reaction to re-roll that, because I have designate Bellflower Crop. You are a Bellflower Crop. And when a crop member within 60 feet, it doesn't say emanation, doesn't say target, just says if you're within 60 feet of me and you fail a saving throw against an effect that would have put confused or paralyzed, you can use reaction to reroll the saving throw and use the better of the two results.
Oh, there it is.
I'm going to reroll my 4.
That's, I agree.
Bold choice.
Yeah.
Ooh. For 37.
Yeah, that is a success then.
Wow, good clutch, Tim.
So good job, Tim. You,
you hear Nolly's words whisper in your ear. Everyone's just hearing Nolly in their ear tonight. And it's like, you guys are on the boat, and Nolly just looks dead at you and is like, Sir Thorn, I know that ever since the Crimson Briar has been all cleared out, you haven't had your nights of frolicking and joy like you used to. But you got to look me straight in the darn face and tell me with your whole heart that you won't succumb to any wily words of some woman out there. I don't know what we're going to face, but you can't do it, Sir Thorn. You can't do it.
He stiffens up. He like, gives himself a slap on the face. It's like, right.
Right, you wily woman.
It does turn into excess, which means you target babbles incoherently and is stunned one. So,
a 37 is only a success.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
God damn.
That doesn't surprise me.
She's a powerful mage. But that is her turn, and it comes to Sir Thorn. So you.
So I'm stuck.
I look apparently for an action.
All right. So I made a horrible miscalculation coming down here. You need two hands to climb, and I have a two-handed weapon. So I have to, after I'm done babbling, stow my weapon and attempt to climb back up. And that will be my whole turn, assuming I make the athletics check. Which I might not have. Well, my athletics is really good, and it's probably isn't that hard of a climb. I rolled a 2 for a 24.
you're able to get like halfway up, I guess. It's a 10-foot wall, so you get up, but you're not up and over.
5 feet up, down, yeah. Okay, so 5 feet up, so I'm just on the fucking
and you
wall.
Can't.
Yeah. So you're there, but
gross. And you said you can't, but you said you couldn't hit her from there with your weapon.
Yeah.
Even though it has reach.
Yeah, because she's 10 feet up.
Right.
Fantastic.
Oh, well, wait. He's not on the ground, though.
What if like, he stands on his tippy toes?
Well, it makes a big difference. If I can reach her, then I'm going to poke her.
Am I Googling how long a lance is?
Well, no, because he should be able to hit her because the wall is 10 feet, but he is, you know, at around 6 foot tall. The lance itself has a 10 foot reach, so. Okay. If he's striking up, he should be fine.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying medieval lances are between 9 and 14 feet.
This is also not a jousting lance. There's a big difference there.
So what are the different types of lances then,
no,
John?
It has the jousting trait. I just don't have a horse.
He is carrying a jousting lance then. We stand corrected.
Yeah, so, yeah. Okay, but anyway, you can swing on her.
Woohoo.
Great. Well, I'm not gonna climb then. Oh, that'd be stupid.
Okay. All
right. Attacky pokey time after I'm done babbling.
Stab her in the knee.
Rolled a 3.
That was a great mage to take a lance to the knee.
3 and a 30. So the 30 hit?
30 does not.
Awesome.
All right.
God, this combat is so not frustrating.
Laria, it is your turn. Please make me 2 will saves.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus Christ. Alright. First one's a 27.
Plus 2 for the fear effect.
29.
Whew.
And then 30.
Success. So you are you're not groveling. And and you succeeded on the other one, so you're fine.
All right. She's gonna keep swinging.
So for the scream itself, as he has continued screaming, your success, you kind of can't hear.
Hmm.
So, okay. Right, I was going to say, care. Not relevant, right. But for you, but just a note. You cannot hear outside.
What? Mailar, get out of here!
No, she... Alright, so she is going to keep punching. Let me do the thing first. God damn it. 19 on the die to succeed in hopefully hitting.
Flat checks. They suck up the good rolls.
I fucking hit... flat checks. Oh my god. 30.
30's a hit, yeah.
Whew.
Oh. Neato. Okay. 2d6 bludgeoning. Let's go. Ah, jeez. 10 points.
Okay.
So, swing again. God damn it, Nat.
No!
Dude, the MVP of this entire combat has been his blind so far.
Yeah. Darkness has soaked up two Nat 20s.
Two of them.
Okay, for the hit, it's not the one I hit, it's a 26.
Yeah, let him miss.
And... fucking don't know what to do for a third action, because that's something you miss no matter what.
Is you could get another nat 20 on the flat check.
Ooh, could get another flat 20.
How far down is this water?
It's like a few inches. It's a still pool.
Well, how far down to the water?
To the water behind him?
Yes.
I mean, when you were in the water, you just pulled yourself up. Like I said, it's a. Yeah.
I'm just saying you could move to where I could get
Yeah, but I can't get in that spot. So, like, where do you want me to go? In the corner?
I don't know.
Are you saying that you want to be floating in the water, like to get flanking?
No, never mind. That's not going to work.
Can I use my big hobbit feet to float on the water?
Dude, hobbits have to be so good at swimming.
Right.
And yet, Samwise almost drowns in the first movie. So.
Well, that's because Sean Astin cut his foot on a piece of glass.
Aww.
And that was because, and then Samwise couldn't swim. Because Sean Astin cut his foot. As J.R. Tolkien.
Intended.
Or Tolkien. So, last action, fuck it. Gone do 11. So, that hit might hit. Negative 8, because it's a 19 on the die.
Oh, wow.
So that's a negative 8, so that is 41 minus 8. So that'd be 32.
Yeah, that's it.
Dang!
Just slugging.
Wow. No, it's what she's good at. I was honestly thinking about grabbing him, but I was also kind of thinking about he's just gonna fucking break out immediately. Those chiseled heads. 10 points.
That's 10. Okay.
Yep. Just punching him in the kidneys.
Yes! Right. Nolly, it's your turn.
Alright.
Please make me 2 will saves.
Alright. Okay. Let me pull up my little will save thing. I was already planning my move, and then I forgot about all those dang will saves.
Am I throwing up your groove, Tim?
Yeah, you threw off the Emperor's groove. So that is...
Sorry!
33 for the first.
Yep, success.
Can you give me something for this, Nat 20? Am I immune or something?
You're going against the aura first.
Uh-huh, so this bee gets a scream.
Yes. That natural 20, you are unaffected and temporarily immune for 24 hours.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh, don't say the rules. Never gave you anything.
I'm very close to saying that, but I will not right now. All right, so I'm going to be true to the idea of Nolly just going kind of straight. Like, if anything, she's like, don't change your direction. So she moves and bumps into the wall with her first action. She's like, okay, there's a wall here.
Sort of fumbling around in the dark.
Yep.
Mr. Magoo's or whatever.
She is.
There's a large crystal, and you just pierce yourself on it. Just.
She is going to start climbing.
Okay, I got a 28. Yeah, 28 for climb. Let's see what the DC is. Is it one of those, like, the GM sets it? Oh, sorry, second action, I put away my hoe.
Oh, just keep, gotta put the hoe away.
And third action, I start climbing.
And then it's the climb, yeah. So, yeah, so you're able to climb. So that's a success. So how high do you climb?
5 feet. Is it only 5 feet up?
That's the 10
foot. That's the 10 foot. Okay, yeah. So
I might label these now.
All right, so 5 feet up, got 5 feet to go. That's my turn. Do I see anything at this point or not yet?
No, the darkness comes up like directly behind the mage.
Got it. All right.
Yep. Okay. That was Nolly's turn.
Well, she can't see me either.
that is exactly correct. She has no idea you're coming up. She has no idea. Okay, it comes to this creature's turn. The Velstrak. It is going to continue screaming, and then it's going to swing at you twice, Laria. So, chain whip going out, 37 to hit you.
That hits.
That is going to be 17 points of damage.
Ow.
And then there is persistent bleed on this. But we will handle that when it comes to your turn.
Oh, how much lightning did Sir Thorn take?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think it was... I rolled a 2, so it was 4. 4 total. Okay. And then a 29 to hit with the second attack.
Laria's going to use her reaction. Try again, which increases that, which gives her a free hit. Now I have to try to hit. What was that? 12. 12 should... 12 for flat check. So
you're good there. I
gotta fucking do that. Okay. 33 to hit. Okay. And then second hit tries to come. She somehow dodges it. Oh, well, she was off guard, but yeah, with the plus 2, it negates it anyway. So
pretty much even.
So, that. Yeah, and then, again, just punches him straight in the kidneys. 12 points of damage.
Okay. After that... Okay, so... Oh, the bleed damage... I will just put a marker on you for now. But I will tell you that it is... It is a persistent. There it is. It is 2d6 bleed damage. Alright, so when it comes to your turn, we will deal with that. But that is the end of his turn. He spent an action screaming and then attacked twice. Mialari, it's your turn.
Alright, well, I guess I'm just going to swing again. This is not ideal at all. But what are we going to do at this point?
What you gonna do?
13. So that makes it. Oh, wait. Don't I need to make a will save?
Yes. Make the 2 will saves. Sorry.
I still need to make 2?
Yep. So it's going to be one against the screaming, and then... First one is going to be against the oppressive aura. Second one is going to be against the screaming.
28 passes. First one I crushed. Second one was a 9 on the die for 28.
Plus two.
Against the Shadow Scream. Was it? Success. Here, fine. So you are just deafened.
All right, sweet. And
just deafened. Just deafened. It matters to him because he actually cast spells.
Okay, I mean...
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Did you need your flat check?
I did.
He did that first, and then we did the will save.
Gotcha. All right. Cool.
Oh my god, dog shit damage.
No.
10 points of damage.
Okay.
Hey, it's what I've been doing.
I make the second flat check. And I whiff the second one. This is just... Oh. I hate this fucking thing.
Okay.
Going on record, Jake?
Yep.
He hates it.
Quote me on that. Alright, it comes to the mage's turn. I think that the mage is going to... that did such a great job with the first shocking grasp, but you're just out of reach. So she will...
I'm still shocking from it.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Alright, she will cast Mirror Image on herself. And then she will swing out at you with that... it's called Hand of the Apprentice. It's a very, very cool ability.
Hmm.
I'll read it. It's neat. You take advantage of one of the most fundamental lessons of magic to levitate and propel your weapon. You hurl a held melee weapon with which you are trained at the target, making a spell attack roll. So it's, you know, better than like a regular attack. So this is going to be those. Oh, I can just hit attack on the spell, which is nice. 28 to hit, though, so that's total whiff.
I mean, it's a focus spell. Does she have more than one focus point?
Yes. Okay. So, but that was, so she did it once, failed, and then this turn casted Mirror Image and then tried it again. Failing. great use of focus spells. Really, really cool. after that, that was just her turn. Sir Thorne, it is now yours.
Stabby poke. Rolling like piss. 30.
That is a miss, unfortunately.
Takes out one of the mirror images.
Yeah, I do get an image.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Natural 3.
Okay, let me put...
So it's probably a critical miss. With a 19?
With a 19... Yeah, that would be a critical miss. Right. But you take out one with the first attack, at least.
And then let's try to take out another one.
23. 23 is a regular miss. So you take out one.
All right.
Good.
Yep. Laria, it is your turn. Please make me 2 will saves.
All right. Oh, wait, that's right. I get boost of that. So it's plus 21 for these. Ugh, 28 on the first one.
So that would be going against the...
Is that with your making the flat check?
No, this is...
Will saves.
Yeah.
The will saves.
You get a plus.
And this is... I know, it's plus 2.
So you said 28. Okay, so then yes. That is a success against the Staggering Servitude, is what that's called. And then the second will save against is against the Shadow Scream.
I do not serve you. I only serve the customers. second one, 30.
30 success. So you are still just deafened.
I mean, surprisingly, my will save is not bad. It's a plus 19. I'm a very willful...
That she is.
You
that
have
she
to
is.
Have goodwill I to am... deal with customers all day long.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah. Otherwise, I mean, it's like either will saves or she's going to punch shit out of the customer and she goes, oh, the customer's not always wrong.
Customer's not always right.
And so with those two... bleed at top of the round, or no?
No, that'll be at the end.
Okay. So she's going to... Yeah, she's going to swing. So flat check. God damn it, again. 18 for the flat check. Yeah. Great. And of course a lower number. A 28. Is that it?
28 does not hit.
Oh my god.
Flat check again. Got
19 for the flat check.
This is
it gets worse because on my side, as bad as I've been rolling, I'm still dealing with that persistent lightning damage even after this turn. I have rolled on all my flat checks. I've rolled a I rolled like a 3, and then I just rolled a 1. So I'm still taking lightning damage.
Jeez.
So next one, actually 32.
32, that is it.
Yeah, 32, because it was a 36, yep. But 4. Yeah, that. Okay. I can at least punch. Punch. Oh! 15 points of damage on that one. You're smooth on that one. And just for the hell of it, gonna swing again. Oh, and that's a total win.
Okay. Nolly, it is your turn.
Bleed.
Oh, yeah, bleed.
Oh, yes, yeah, bleed, yep. So roll the DC 15 flat check.
Holy shit, 15, exactly.
Okay.
Don't worry, he'll bleed me again.
How much damage?
Pretty low on that. Anyway, comes to Nolly's turn.
Nolly continues her climb. She makes it very easily to get the other 5 feet, and as she crests up, she sees good old Mage, because she didn't really, she didn't strategize her climbing because she didn't know where to climb. So she sees the Mage right in front of her, and yep. She is going to, I've thought a lot about this, and let me just run it by you, okay? So I'm reading the climbing rules, and unless you have certain feats, or you got a tail, or you're a tailed goblin, or a tailed lizard, or whatever,
okay.
You have to have two hands to climb, okay? Or else you fall.
Right.
I am proposing that I attempt a grapple, and that would be my second hand to keep climbing,
You want to climb on her is what you're going for.
Well, let's just see if that happens, okay? If I fail the grapple, then I fall. Well, let's just see what the dice have to say, and then I'll have my second part of my harebrained schemes.
I do like this. I'm not going to say that you fall. If you crit fail, maybe, but we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Does a 32 beat her fortitude DC?
It does.
Okay. Ooh. So I've grabbed her. Okay. Now I need to actually roll a d4 to see if I actually grab her if I grab a mirror image. Because that would suck.
That would suck.
Give me that leg. But...
And then I would say I would fall if I grabbed the mirror image because there's nothing to grab.
Use your reaction to grab a ledge.
Exactly. That's what I'm kind of banking on is if I fall, then I'll have to grab an edge. All right. 5, 6, 7, 8. I rolled a d8 and I rolled a 4. So that's a 1.
So a what?
A 1. Yeah, I have to hit the 1 on like a D2, right? To grab her.
Oh, right. Okay, yes. Yeah.
All right. So I grab the real 1. Okay.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Since you want the low numbers from your images. Yeah.
Anyway. Yes. So you do grab the real 1.
That's first action climb. Second action grab. Third action relocate. Pull her down. I want to pull her down.
Okay.
That's my crazy.
Cool.
Okay. All right. I have her 42 DC here again.
All right. I think this is taking the map. Like, chicken.
She's just like, what the? Get off me!
You're coming down here with me, you witch.
That's why we don't like
that. No, Dice. Why do you not want me to tell a cool story? 23.
It's a fail.
Okay, so not a crit fail.
Yeah, I was gonna say not a crit fail.
So I think just like she's still grabbed, but I think nothing happens. Let me double check that.
Yes.
Yeah. There's no fail condition.
Yeah. I was gonna say that it just doesn't happen. What you want? But she's got a halfling on her leg, dude.
And she's grabbed. She's technically off guard.
So exactly.
That's something.
So she, you climb, you grab her legs through the mirror image, and she looks at you, and her eyes just glow more magic. The runes on her body glow more magical. And I'll see you guys next time.
Oof, man, this fight.